Hello and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry.
And my name is Jonathan Brocklehurst. It's our aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future issues.
So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet.
Thank you for listening to the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio. My name is Jonathan Brocklehurst, and today we will be exploring a topic that shows us just how important our feet are. This show is all about the significance of our foot health in our everyday lives, the decisions we make, and the information we read and listen to relating to our foot health can be a beacon to others. And that is why the Foot Health Show exists, to inform you of inspiring and innovative ways to address our feet and mobility in the current world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
We are grateful for the support the show receives from across the world. And if you are interested and feel this show matches your vision for shedding light on the importance of our foot health in enhancing our lives and preventing limb loss across the globe, please refer to the UK Health Radio website with details on sponsorship and donations.
Thank you.
That was a lovely piece of music. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And now we're about to go into our interview with our very special guest today. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio. And to be in touch with us, please do go and visit the UK Health Radio website, where you can find all content here from the Foot Health Show. So without any further ado, here's our interview with our very special guest. Lucy Jeffrey is the founder and CEO of Bearkind, a company dedicated to saving endangered animals with their socks. 10% of the profits are donated from every pair to help save the animal on the socks, channeling much-needed funds into conservation charities around the world. Lucy began her career at a bank, and she quickly realised banking wasn't her calling, so started Bearkind in 2018 to have a positive impact on the world. Fast forward to today, and she's quit her job at the bank, has a small team working with her on their mission to save the world's animals. Lucy's socks are made from bamboo fibre, so we talk about the benefits of bamboo for both our feet and the planet.
So I'm delighted to have on the Foot Health Show today Lucy Jeffrey, the CEO of Bearkind. And this is all about socks, your feet, and how it's so important to look after our feet and what bamboo specifically can do for your feet. So welcome, Lucy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jonathan. Pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. And I just wanted to get into this really about the first kind of really look into where your journey started. So what was your inspiration for starting Bearkind?
So when I started the company, it was 2018. I was working for a bank at the time. So in a job that was okay, I didn't hate it, but it wasn't really lighting any fires underneath me. I felt like I wasn't really having much of an impact on the planet. So my angle for starting Bearkind was what I wanted to have a positive impact on the world. I wanted to do something more with my life and kind of, you know, my legacy to the planet, as it were. And so I started Bearkind, and I didn't start with socks. That's something I've ended up doing, but I started with a few other products in the kind of sustainable space. So things like reusable straws, recycled t-shirts. So I dabbled in that for a bit before I landed on bamboo socks. And the premise behind my bamboo socks is 10% of the profits are donated to help save the animal on the sock. So I really wanted to have that animal conservation angle. I wanted to support my charity partners. And I went into bamboo. So obviously I have no background in like socks or anything. My background is in banking, but I have learned so much along this journey about the kind of benefits of bamboo and why they are so good for your feet. So I started with the bamboo socks, but it was very much born from a need to kind of help the planet, do my part for the animals. And that was 4 years ago now that I started the company. So it feels like I've come quite a long way in that time.
Wow, absolutely. Yes. And one of the things that I'm personally passionate about, as well as yourself, is really about conservation and the understanding of being able to, save the species that are so endangered. And from my own experience in terms of baboon conservation, was going to South Africa and really understanding what it's like for these animals to actually be endangered and how we can really contribute to that, to the well-being of these animals and rehabilitation from where they've been in such really, really difficult, challenging situations in the wild. So absolutely, I'm fully supportive of this. And I think our listeners as well will very much identify with the cause that you are definitely serving, which is really across the globe. And for our listeners across the world, in, you know, if it's Australia, in the US, or anywhere else that you're listening to, I think as listeners, we can all really engage with this as a really important part of our, and not just of what we consume as consumers, but understanding the products that we're actually buying, how they can really benefit and give back to the planet. So that leads me on nicely to actually asking, what's your personal journey to getting to where you are now? And I know you mentioned about banking starting there. What was it along the way that really sparked your enthusiasm and your drive to really make this happen?
So I've always loved animals. When I was younger, I wanted to be a vet, and it's not something that ever transpired. Funnily enough, I'm very scared of needles. So I think going into a medical profession would not have worked well for me. But I love animals. So I'm always very touched or feel very emotional towards, you know, there's lots of documentaries that have come out. I'm a big fan of David Attenborough and kind of the stuff that he shows the world about the animal kingdom. So I've always followed it, you know, with my heart, as it were. So it's, although I've not gone down the kind of traditional route, interestingly enough, my sister has. She did zoology at uni, and she wants to get into like deep into the conservation side of things. I've gone down this route of supporting it from a business point of view. And it's, yeah, I'm really pleased it's ended up this way, because it wasn't really planned. Like, I went to uni, I studied biology, and then went into banking, like completely random, but I was just, you know, I just went with the jobs that were available at the time. But banking was never my passion. So I'm glad and like really grateful that I've kind of created this opportunity for myself to work in something I am passionate about. So I used to work for the bank. I did another 2 years running Bearkind on the side, as well as working for the bank. And then, yeah, well, COVID happened to all of us. So 2020, I was working from home, like a lot of us were. And I think at that point, a few things happened. This kind of shift to working from home. And I was like, oh, I like this. I don't really want to have to go back to commuting again. And this kind of like, yeah, just a massive shift in mindset of like, wow, like really anything could happen. We really should be kind of taking life, you know, grabbing it and just doing what we want with it, rather than just going along with, you know, what's expected of us. And, you know, I was in a good job, good pension, all that stuff, but it just wasn't really like lighting any fires under me. So I think COVID gave me that extra kick of like, anything can happen, so just go for it. And I left my job at the end of 2020. So I've now been doing this nearly 2 years full time. And we've grown a lot in the space of 2 years. Like, it's amazing how much work comes out of the cracks when you're doing it full time. And I've got a team. There's three girls full time that work for me. We've grown. We've got a warehouse that we work with now. It's kind of great. It's grown quite a lot. I have big plans like for the next like 5 years plus. But we have already. We kind of have to take stock of the fact that we've done really well already. So yeah, really exciting journey. I think there's just so much more we can be doing, and so many more animals that we could be putting on socks.
Absolutely. And that's very, very exciting. The expansion of your company and your business, amazing. Really, really amazing. And that leads me on to when you were talking about how socks became a big part of your company, and actually an extension of it in many ways. And what was it about bamboo that you felt made such an important material for the socks and feet that you're producing and marketing?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And as I said, I've learned so much more along the process as I've gone along. So the first thing is the benefits to your feet. So I have learned how good bamboo is for your feet. And I feel like I can literally walk the walk with this one, because I literally wear bamboo socks like every day now, obviously. Bamboo has some amazing properties for socks that create a really good environment for your feet. So one of the first things they do is they're sweat wicking. So they're actually kind of drawing the moisture away from your feet. And obviously that's, you know, that's good. It's keeping your feet fresher. It's great for like if you're a more active person as well. And I tell you what, when I've gone back to trying cotton socks, because a lot of the samples that I get in of my designs start in cotton, just so we can kind of get designs done quickly. I really noticed the difference between wearing cotton and wearing bamboo. It's a bit gross, but the cotton socks will be much wetter after working out. It's quite impressive that they do that. Another really cool thing they do is they're thermoregulating, which means they can keep your feet warm in winter but cooler in summer. I don't know the science behind it, I have to admit, but it's really cool that they are able to do that. And I've learned more about this along the way, because specifically this year, because we've been working with a lot of podiatrists. So we actually stock in, I think it's at least 100 podiatrists in the UK now, if not more, because bamboo is so good for people's feet. So they recommend it to their patients, you know, people with feet trouble, or people that are trying to look after their feet much better. They will recommend bamboo socks. And we have done really well with podiatrists, because I think naturally in the industry, there's a lot of a lot of technical socks tend to be a bit, for lack of a word, boring.
Yes.
They can be very plain. They can be like good quality, but they're just not as fun as our socks. We have very funky designs. And obviously, as we've discussed, I've got the kind of animal conservation element as well that you don't really see anywhere else. So we've done a lot of work with podiatrists because of this. And we're officially trusted by the Royal College of Podiatry. So
Fantastic.
We've done some work with them as well. And that was great promotion for us to kind of work with them and go out to their podiatrist to talk about the benefits of bamboo as well. So yeah, big fan of it. It's good for the feet, but also I should say the benefits of like how it's grown as well is another thing. So it's actually the fastest growing plant in the world. I think it was in the Guinness Book of World Records, which is quite cool. I think because it's actually officially a type of grass. So really fast growing, so high yielding plant. And when you harvest it, you don't have to take the roots out. You just kind of like chop it down and it just grows straight back. So it's not super disruptive to the kind of local like soil. And it's also it's good for things like it doesn't need irrigation and pesticides to grow, so it can grow more naturally. So really fascinating. I think there's a lot of benefits there, and it is starting to be seen like more widely. Like there's a lot of companies that are like using bamboo, whether it's in socks, but there's also bamboo underwear and like vests and yes. like jumpers and all sorts, because it's incredibly soft, so it makes, you know, like nice hard wearing materials.
Absolutely, that's so exciting as well. And the fact that you have that accreditation as well from the Royal College of Podiatry, it really shows how the bamboo is really being brought to light, brought into the fore for the whole world to see. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And as it happens, I happen to be wearing some bamboo socks myself. But what I will say is I'm looking forward to wearing Bare Kind socks as well myself. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that's sort of bringing me on to, you know, really the source of how bamboo socks are made. So really from start to finish, and not letting in any secrets, of course, how is it that you go from the first stage, of course, the bamboo plant, to actually getting it made into the socks that that you produce?
Yeah, so what they'll do is they'll harvest the bamboo. So a lot of it, most of the bamboo in the world is grown in China, naturally. And yeah, they'll harvest that and they'll take the bamboo and then they'll like reduce it down. And there's a chemical process and there's a mechanical process. And as far as I'm aware from my research, most places will use the chemical process. So that is, I would say, the part of the process that comes under the most scrutiny, because you do have to be careful in kind of managing the environments when using those chemical processes. But the companies are under scrutiny for that. So there's a lot more auditing that goes on for the kind of factories that are doing this process to make sure it's safe. And, you know, they're not just kind of putting chemicals out into the environment. It reduces the bamboo down. And I think at that point, it's some kind of pulping process that they get out of it. And then it's re kind of, I don't know the exact technical bits that come next, but it's what happens is kind of re-spun back into fibers. So you'll get this kind of raw bamboo fiber. And this is what's exported to Turkey, where a lot of sock manufacturing happens. And it's where my factory is. And they will dye it. So I'll kind of go to them and I'll say, I want X, Y, and Z. I want orangutans. I want hedgehogs. So I need this color dye. I need orange for the orangutan. And they'll dye it. So it's kind of like done, like rather than dyeing loads of different ones, it's kind of done to order. And then that comes in and then that is woven as normal. So that then goes into the exact same process that it would be for cotton. And they just weave it in using the machines, using my designs. It's not well art as easy as that, because it sounds like it's quite a technical process. But there's a lot of this kind of manufacturing happening. So it seems like they've kind of got a good handle on that now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how do you feel the environment itself, as it is in the current climate, will actually shape the way we approach how we're going to wear socks in the future, whether that's someone in the US or in Australia or in the UK? How do you feel that the real hot topic of the environment, it could change these approaches to socks?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing it happen already. We're having to be more strict with like what happens in our supply chain. Like, is it ethical? What is happening from an environmental point of view? And I think there's two things. So one is the longevity of the product. socks are like, you know, they can be fairly hard wearing, but at the same time, like you want them to last as long as possible. But they are used a lot. Like, I mean, I know people go through socks at a rate of knots sometimes, like, especially if you're a runner or someone that like, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear on the socks. So you need them to be super high quality and last as long as possible. And I do at the moment notice that difference between like bamboo and my kind of like old cotton socks, because they last longer through washes. So the kind of softness of them stays there as well. So I think there's probably still more innovation to come out in this space to help with that. I think bamboo is great, obviously, but I'm also very excited to see what else comes out in this space in terms of fiber and like what we could do here. Because I think, is there a route where we can go down and there's much more natural fibers? So like a process where there is no chemicals being used, or even like, and I would like, this is what I would like ideally like to aim for one day, is a completely circular sock. So you literally, like, once you've got that product that's been made, it can be just like regenerated however many times you need to. And the industry just doesn't have that just yet. There's amazing materials and like innovative fibers coming out. So this isn't used for socks as far as I'm aware yet, but there's this really cool fiber. I think it's made in Japan and it's called Spiber. And it's literally like a mix of spider and fiber, because they're basically fermenting. I don't really know how it works, but they're fermenting this like fiber, and it's apparently like it's almost like spider silk. But it's completely man-made, and apparently it's like the process it uses is amazing for the environment. It's incredibly strong, incredibly soft, but it's just so expensive, so expensive. So it's just not really available in mainstream use yet. And you know, I even contacted them to say, you know, could I work with you one day, and they've said no. They've obviously got their like main channels they're going down, and they're trying to work with like the big companies. So yeah, I think there's obviously innovation coming out, but until it becomes a bit more mainstream, I just don't think it's affordable for like the everyday consumer.
No, that's incredible. I mean, I didn't even realize this. And obviously for our listeners today, that's going to be huge, to think that in the future we could be looking at something that could really provide us with optimism, really a huge amount of optimism for the future of what we wear and the kind of products that are being that could be produced. And so that's a real visionary's perspective on that. I really appreciate that, Lucy. So yeah, absolutely, that's very, very exciting. And coming back to, I think, to your vision for the future of Bearkind, where do you see your company going? Where do you feel it can go?
So I'm at the moment still very much socks. That's my vision, like more socks, more animals. There's a lot more I want to do with the product range, different types of socks, more technical socks, kind of catering for more a wider audience. So things like soft top socks for diabetics, etc. Like, I think from a product point of view, there's still a lot to do there. Geographic expansion is a big one for me. So I would like a warehouse in America. I'd like one in Europe, and I'd like one in Australia. What order that happens in, I'm not sure yet. But I really see these socks doing well in other markets as well as UK. So we're big in the UK at the moment, but really we're not going to have that geographic expansion until our shipping kind of costs and emissions are down, because we're able to house stock in those countries. And after that, I think going into kind of bigger retail. So we're stocked in over 450 retailers across the world now, including a lot of podiatrists. And a lot of their amazing small businesses, independents, some might even be more kind of more on the edge of medium sized businesses. But I'd also like to be stocked in, you know, like department stores, like kind of the John Lewis, like that kind of level, where I really think there's kind of a gap in the market that our socks could fit with this whole charity angle. And I'd, you know, love to get more exposure for the product that way as well. So those are the three key things I'm aiming for in the next like couple of years. Product, geographic, and bigger retail. I'm sure other stuff will kind of fall on my plate as well, but those are the three big ones at the moment.
Well, that's very, very exciting. And I'm looking forward to hearing about how this progresses and how your company's doing. Thank you so much, Lucy, for your time, your expertise, and just inspiring us with your company and your work ethic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. No, pleasure.
To do, don't think about it, I'll be running with you. For the support the show receives from across the world. And if you're interested and feel this show matches your vision for shedding light on the importance of our foot health in enhancing our lives and preventing limb loss across the globe, please refer to the UK Health Radio website with details on sponsorship and donations.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
That was a fantastic piece of music. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And now we're going to look at the four key ingredients to good footwear. Each week, I'm going to be saying this because I feel that it's important that whether we're a patient or a clinician or just genuinely very interested in looking after our feet, I think it's important to look at these four key ingredients. Number one, a deep and wide toe box. This is important because our first toe joint tends to take most of the load in the initial stage of what's known as the gait cycle, which is when we walk and we move. And in that process, the toes also play a key part in disseminating the forces that are acting on the feet. And the distribution of that force is aided by a deep and wide toe box. It means there's less chance of the joints being squeezed both at the sides of both the first and the fifth toe, but also it enables us to be able to flex the toe, our toes upwards and downwards in a motion that enables us to have better control and balance of our movement. The second key ingredient is a secure midfoot fastening, such as Velcro or laces. I mean, this is really important because without this, we are unable to control the forces across the foot and to stabilize the full extent of our movement. For example, a slip-on shoe may cover the entirety of the foot. It may protect the foot to some degree from stepping on something sharp or from coming across objects that may hit the sides of the foot. However, the movement or biomechanics of the foot, as we call it, may be impacted through shearing forces. So each forward motion can be impacted by the toes hitting the ends of the shoe because there isn't something to keep the middle of the foot in place. And that is why a secure midfoot fastening such as Velcro or laces is beneficial for us in our everyday lives, such as trainers, but also important in our indoor footwear, such as having a Velcro secure fastening for our slippers, if we choose to use slippers. Certainly important that we wear shoes indoors to protect our feet because there can be objects that can be sharp, such as unnoticed sharp objects as pins, bits of shades of wood if they've come off objects, of furniture, etc. But really important we're monitoring our home and our surroundings as much as possible to avoid any accidents from occurring. Thirdly, it's really important to have a secure, stable and protective heel counter. This is the part of the footwear that essentially wraps around the ankle and the back of the foot, or what's known as the hind foot. This is really important also as it keeps the foot stable and secure within the confines of the shoe. This means that when we commence what's known as the heel strike during the gait cycle, it means that we can move off without any slippage, without any changes to the biomechanics or the forces acting on the foot to a large extent. So something like flip-flops, for example, without that stable heel counter, it puts more pressure on the toes to be able to grip onto the flip-flop to keep us moving forward, which can in the long term result in toe deformities occurring, such as hammer toe or clawed toes. It's also really important, the fourth ingredient to round this off is a cushioned insole. Plenty of footwear may look aesthetically pleasing and very, very nice to possibly to look at and to wear or to notice to some degree, but without a cushiony insole, especially if we're walking lengths that require us to have that comfort, but also for there to be good shock absorption, we need to have a cushioned insole. So, for example, EVA as a material is something that supports the bottom of the foot, the sole of the foot, but also a material such as Poron can do similar. And these are two examples of some of the kinds of materials that are used nowadays. So if you're looking for insoles that would help your feet, these are two of many. And also I would encourage you to speak to your podiatrist or a professional in the line of podiatric medicine who can help you with understanding footwear. An orthotist is also a professional in footwear, in being able to make bespoke footwear too. So if you know an orthotist, they would be in a great position to be able to help you understand the right kind of footwear to be using. So thank you for listening. That's the four key ingredients of footwear. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio. My name is Jonathan Brocklehurst, and today we have been exploring a topic that shows us just how important our feet are. This show is all about the significance of our foot health in our everyday lives, and the decisions that we make and the information we read and listen to relating to our foot health can be a beacon to others. That is why the Foot Health Show exists, to inform you of inspiring and innovative ways to address our feet and mobility in the current world. I look forward to you listening in and tuning in again next time.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those legs and feet moving, and don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.